Here at the headquarters of Ampro Industries in Bradley, Michigan, workers are busy feeding newspapers into a huge machine that shreds them up to make mulch. The mulch is then mixed and packaged with fertilizer and seeds, making what's known in the industry as a combination product. Just spread it, water it, and watch it grow. Ampro's facility is big and impressive, but it hasn't always been this way. The company had humble beginnings. It was founded in 1930 as Hilbert Feed, Seed, and Radio Repair. But the focus soon narrowed to seeds. The name was changed, and the company began selling its product lines all over the country. Today, Ampro is expanding into the global marketplace. But its most recent overseas venture, introducing a wildflower mix in Switzerland, wasn't easy.
The Swiss seed was actually brought in here and handled almost as though it was a toxic material.
John Doonan is with Ampro's marketing department.
The particular varieties that Switzerland regarded to be native wildflowers included plants that, if propagated in the United States, could possibly pose a threat to native species. In other words, it would cause an ecological imbalance if released here.
So to carry out germination and growth tests, the company had to follow strict guidelines set forth by the United States Department of Agriculture. For one thing, every single seed they brought into the United States had to be accounted for. That's just one of many tight restrictions the U.S. has on bringing certain seeds into the country. But the United States isn't alone. Other countries have their own set of import regulations, making the global seed trade difficult. According to Lowell Ewart, a retired professor of horticulture at Michigan State University, the U.S. created its restrictions in the early 1900s.
Back in 1904, that was the time that chestnut blight was first discovered in the United States in New York City. And from that point on, it spread across the whole United States, wherever there were chestnut trees growing, and practically wiped out the population. And this was due to a fungus being released accidentally from some material that is thought to have come in from China.
Ewart says even with safeguards in place, other problems have made their way here, like potato blight, Dutch elm disease, and, more recently, gypsy moths. Along with plant diseases and pests, seeds can also pose their own threat. Ewart points to quack grass, a weed imported from Europe to control erosion.
It was brought in to put along railroad embankments and stuff to hold the soil in place. And it has spread all over everywhere to the point that millions of dollars have used to some extent to try to keep it under control in cornfields.
Ewart says that's all the more reason why countries need to have tough import restrictions. But for U.S. seed manufacturers, that poses a problem.
Most companies in the United States recognize that basically if they're going to grow their business, they need to become a global and a national company.
Mark Condon is vice president of international marketing for the American Seed Trade Association. He says everyone understands why countries want to protect their agriculture from noxious or diseased seeds. But, Condon says, oftentimes once restrictions are put into place, they stay put.
But this is a dynamic world, and plant pests come about and go away. There is always new viruses, new pathogens coming up, and there's some that have been proven through new scientific research that have been found to not be of economic importance any longer.
Condon says all the unnecessary restrictions are costing seed manufacturers millions in lost export sales. So industry groups like the American Seed Trade Association are taking on the issue of overregulation, attacking the restrictions one by one. Over the last few years, they've concentrated efforts on loosening seed restrictions in the European Union and Mexico. Estimates place the current worldwide market for commercial seed at around $50 billion a year. Mark Condon says there's a lot more growth potential, but as long as outdated regulations remain in place, the seed industry will suffer. But not everyone thinks it's a good idea to slack off. Professor Lowell Ewart says you can never be too careful when it comes to moving plant materials across international borders.
The minute that when you're ease up on anything, there's always something that comes along and jerks your chain. And Mother Nature has a way of letting you know every once in a while that you just can't take things for granted.
But spokesman Mark Condon says the seed industry recognizes the dangers, and he adds it's in their best interest to be careful. One strategy is to get countries to begin using one common source of information, a database that includes region-specific guidelines for plants and seeds. Condon is optimistic there will be further cooperation from seed importing countries, because he says seeds are the backbone of any country's agriculture, and it doesn't make sense to stem the flow of high-quality seeds to the areas of the world that need them most. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Bradley, Michigan.